A Delaware mother's concern for her visually impaired son has led to new training for members of the Wilmington Police Department. Details from WHYY's Mark Eichmann.
15-year-old Bryant Harper can only see about 5 feet in front of him, yet he's able to successfully maneuver around Wilmington, walking to the bus stop to get to and from work. But because of his disability, Bryant can be a target of thieves. That's one worry his mother, Jemira Carmona, has for him. Another concern? What would happen if Bryant were to be stopped by the police?
You can't tell he's visually impaired. So my fear was that he wears a hat to shield from the sun, and sunglasses don't help him. So if he's being approached by an officer and he doesn't respond how they expect him to, he could be hurt because he is being defiant to one that doesn't know.
In hopes of avoiding that type of confrontation, Carmona reached out to the Delaware Division for the Visually Impaired for help. That meeting resulted in training sessions for more than 100 Wilmington police officers. Teachers like Heather Daugherty showed officers how they can help Bryant and others like him.
You know, if I were to approach Bryant from the side, he may not see me. He might respond a little bit differently than somebody else. And that's what potentially could, you know, cause a different reaction either from whoever or from Bryant.
After the classroom training, officers also got to experience a little bit of what it's like to lose their sight. They donned blindfolds and, with some assistance from colleagues, walked a busy downtown Wilmington street without being able to see.
Watch as a curve to your right. Careful.
Keep going. Stop.
Wilmington Police Sergeant Andrea Janvier says 120 members of the patrol division have taken the training.
Any key indicator that we can process from this learning, from this training today, to have our first responding, our frontline patrol division officers recognize a symbol of blindness or a symbol of some type of impairment. Absolutely, it's a win for us.
The Division for the Visually Impaired's Maria Lepore Stevens says the training is designed to ensure officers think about whether someone's unseen disability may be influencing the way they react to the police.
It's really scary as a person with a visual impairment if you're walking along and someone grabs you, or they grab your cane, or they touch your dog, or they come into your vision when you didn't know that they were there at all. And for these officers to understand, well, like, let's take a step back. If this person isn't responding, why, I think, do they have a visual impairment? Do they have some sort of disability? Do they have hearing loss?
Bryant says he's happy to share his story to help officers understand.
Well, I like to tell my story a lot, and I like to let people know, how can they help me, or how can I let them know what to do when I need helping.
For his mother, training the police helps, but she says everyone can do their part to help those with disabilities.
Just be kind to people. Be kind. And if someone does ask for help, just help. Just help out.
From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.